and welcome to Comedians Pro. You know what? That was a bit Chris Tarrant, wasn't it? Hello. Hello. And welcome to the Comedians Playing Fantasy Premier League podcast with me, Matt Ford.
And me, John Richardson. This is the podcast where we follow the highs and lows of the FPL teams of some of the country's funniest people. Now, we're still waiting for game week 23 to end. Let's be honest, it already has. However...
Aaron Hewitt's been in touch.
Oh, no.
He says, morning, chaps.
Yeah, break right. It to here it comes.
Doing this in the evening, pal. Anyway, he says...
That's Aaron, innit? Classic Aaron, that.
Following on from Matt's hunger-inducing story about biscuits at Millwall away, I felt compelled to share my tale from 2014 when I was invited to the executive suites at Chelsea for their home game against Everton. Nice. The game was drab, but the food was Michelin star, and I was really enjoying
myself.
Say
that again?
Michelin.
Oh,
that
wow.
That was for you, John. Oh, yeah.
Okay, fine.
Sorry,
okay.
All right, sorry. The food was Michelin star.
Yeah, there we go.
And I was really enjoying me, Sid, until Terry Venables joined our table and asked me why I hadn't eaten my mushrooms. Why aren't you eating your mushrooms? Rather than reply with the obvious answer, because they taste like used car tyres, Terry, I proceeded to eat a whole flat-cap mushroom while sat under Venables' iron gaze. Fast forward 4 days later, and I was in hospital with pneumonia. I have no idea how to connect the two medically, but I blame my five-day stay in Lewisham Hospital on Venables, and I'm sticking to it. If I'm ever invited again, I shall only accept the invitation if they're offering up McVitie's Victorias. Yours fungally, Aaron from London. I mean, firstly, eating your mushrooms, I think mushrooms are disgusting. I'm not sure if we've discussed it on this show before.
We have, yes. I love mushrooms.
They're foul in every way, literally every way. No one has ever said, eat your mushrooms. Eat your greens, fine. But yeah. why is Venables taking it on himself to go table to table promoting mushrooms?
I was slightly nervous that tale was going to end with Venables reaching over and just going around sort of mind-sweeping everybody's food and eating mushrooms off strangers' plates. And I'm glad to see he's not at that point. I quite like the idea of him policing people eating their dinner. I think there should be more of that.
Yeah, but mushrooms, John, of all the things to enforce, come on, man.
I was working on a sitcom with someone years ago, and within the sitcom, we created the idea of a school dinner-themed restaurant. So you go,
yes,
you book a table, and it's like school dinners, and you get it on a tray, but it's for grown-ups, so you can like have a pint, but there's like teachers walking around telling people off and things.
Yeah, I mean... Without the teacher bit, surely. That's the worst bit.
You're not actually going to get caned. Or you'd have your bottom would have been red raw if we'd have had a bit of that going on when we were at school.
When you recreate stuff, you're meant to recreate the good bits. You don't go to like, a pirate-themed restaurant and literally get made to walk the plank and then get stabbed.
Yeah, but, you do a bit, don't you?
If it was into a ball pool. They don't put you on a dinghy, sail you 5 miles out and just sink you and let you drown.
No, but like it ruins the mystery. You can't have a pirate like running around, you know, do you want some more custard? You know, you can't.
Of course
have that.
You can.
Weakens the brand. No, I think people like a bit of that anyway. People want to be told. If it was sort of, you know, quite matronly dinner ladies walking around saying, you finish your mash, you'd love that. Walking around saying, you finish your mashed potatoes, you're going nowhere. Have you washed your hands?
Imagine the TripAdvisor reviews. People were like, the food was okay, but I ended up getting a detention.
Yeah, brilliant.
They'd be like, no, you can't leave. You'd be like, what? You'd be like, oh, it's John Richardson's concept restaurant. We've got to stick to the rules.
Yeah. And clean your tray. Put your tray back.
And what role would you play? Would you be headmaster or would you play a lower status, almost undercover role?
Oh, yeah, that's great. I'd love to be that. I'd be a rat. I'd be a grass sat on the table snitching. I'd be basically a Venables just walking around, and then I'd go to take my tray back. I'd say, miss, he didn't eat his peas. He swapped his peas for more mash with his friend, and that's not allowed.
Oh, I tell you what, you could be like an agent provocateur. You could go table to table and then start school fight. You could have a play field. You could have school fields and you could have a fight. Food fight. Food fight on the field.
Now it's going down a sort of hook angle. Bangarang!
Oh, my word. Oh, there you are, Peter. oh, what a film. Hook is such a good film. I listen to the soundtrack from time to time when I'm travelling. When I'm on trains, I like to listen to the Hook soundtrack. Oh, it makes it feel more magical. I'm going to Reading tomorrow. It's what I'm going to do.
Are you going to listen to it tomorrow on your little train? Are you going to pretend you're flying? Are you going to sort of squint your eyes looking out the window so you can't see the surrounds, but it just looks like you're hovering over the fields?
Maybe, yeah. Yeah. Is that sad?
We've told the story on here about you puking on the train, haven't we?
I mean, I've had some terrible...
Hold it back in your hands.
Oh, man. I remember one where... Sometimes, you know, when you tell people, they're like, what's the matter with you? I remember I was recording a Forest podcast and I had a big night the night before and then I was getting an early train from St Pancras. And I was just yakking on the train all the way there and I was having cups of tea to try and like settle myself. And I was just vomiting that up. And I remember sort of getting there with like bloodshot eyes. And older listeners will remember a very famous footballer called Johnny Method, a Dutch guy. And he'd come back to me on the board at Forest and it was just like didn't understand at all. He was like, "You okay, man?" And I said, "Oh yeah, yeah."
I recognise that voice.
And, well, this is the origin story, maybe a minute. So I was like, "Oh, I just got really drunk last night." He went, "But you know, you had to come here on the train this morning." I was like, "Yeah." When I do not understand why you would do this. Why would you have big night out so bad that you are vomiting on train? I was like, well, obviously, when you put it like that, it makes no sense. But
yeah,
you know. Had you been where I was last night at the pub with friends, then, you know, it makes total sense. But yes, of course, to an older, wiser head, they're just like, "You, what are you doing with your life?" You know,
quite a paternal role he's taken there.
Yes, actually, I quite liked it. It made me feel.
Yeah, there you go. You see, you like the school dinners.
That's just where I was going. It was like being nurtured by a kindly deputy head.
Come here, Ford. What's the matter? What's going on? What's going on, old chap? Look at the state of you. Hmm? Now we have a number of forfeits that we need to catch up on, let's be honest. So you still haven't done your dance, you still haven't been to the cryogenic chamber, you still haven't handed over the signed picture with Be Lucky on it produced from a bum bag, and you still haven't had a pint with a duck. I have still not run down the aisle of a supermarket shouting Bielsa is my daddy, and neither of us has contacted Toby Bevan.
I'm contacting Toby Bevan.
So there's a 2-week hiatus now, isn't there? There's a break for fixtures. Right. We make a pledge to
pause,
our forfeits.
Steady. What, a 2-week what?
There's a 2-week gap now.
No. What was the word you used?
Hiatus.
Before? Yeah, you didn't say it like that.
What did I say?
It was like 2-week hiatus.
Hiatus.
Is it a Spanish word? Were you trying to show off again?
No. There's a 2-week Rene Higuita. So we will catch up on all our forfeits. Now, we've got Soccer AM. We're going on Soccer AM, aren't we? Saturday week.
Yeah, Saturday the 5th of Feb. Put it in your diaries, guys, because CPFBL is going on telly.
I might, now that I know you've lost, I might bring you a little Tangfastics-inspired drink to drink on Soccer AM, if they'll let us do that.
Hold on. You know, I've got a radio show to do after that.
Yeah. I'm not going to bring you like a pint of vodka. You only have to have a little sip.
Okay. Oh, that's fine. Yeah, I'm going to. Yeah, that's fine.
Worth saying now, the big shout out, hello@cpfpl.com. You can find us on Twitter and Instagram and Facebook. Forfeit ideas, bombard us, and we will get a list ready for the next batch of fixtures.
Can I deliver that information, please?
What, the forfeits?
No, the tags and things.
Yeah,
I want to start
like
saying
doing
it a different way. Yeah, hit us up on Insta, guys. Yeah, hit subscribe, ring the bell. Yeah, we're here, man. CPFPL on Insta, influencers live. I think we've got to give a younger feel. We're always like, "Oh, find us on Instagram and Facebook."
Okay, I mean, you have just told a story about a Forest player that last appeared for the club in what, 1974?
Oh, maybe the '80s.
Yeah. Okay.
I don't remember it specifically. I was interviewing him long after the time.
Well, I was interviewing Johnny Metgood. And, of course, I had been travelling down on British Rail. The younger listeners won't know what British Rail is.
You sounded really old then. Can you do more? And let me interview you like you're John Richardson, but old.
Okay, well, that's not going to happen.
Come on, John. So you've become very old. Do you remember me?
Yes, I know you. I could smell you getting off the elevator.
A quote from one of your favourite...
Yes. Home Without My Parents, starring Michael Culkane.
And so what does your life involve now? Talk me through an average day. What time do you wake up in the morning? What do you have for breakfast? And what do you do during the day?
I wake up at 4:30 in the morning, 2 hours before I go to bed. I have a solid bowel movement. I have always been very fortunate that my bowels have behaved themselves, almost on command. I remember in 2023, you'll recall I got a lifetime ban from Ellen Road for shitting off the East Stand. I was promised I could meet my favourite manager, Marcellus Bielsus. I did not meet him, and I blinded a child.
This is so much fun. And then, what's your favourite food to eat? Do you have to eat mushier food now?
I no longer eat food. I drink a sort of paste, a tofu paste, gives me wonderful titties that have been something of a solace to me since my wife left me for another man.
Oh, that's sad. And did you deal with all that okay, or still reeling?
No, I took it very badly. She left me for a hand puppet that arrived at our house in January 2022.
Which is my way of saying Vinny arrived this week.
Oh, really? Did he arrive? Mm-hmm.
Yes. We now have a Vinny in our house.
And has he been played with?
He has, yes. My daughter has taken rather a shine to him. She calls him Mr. Squeaker.
Oh.
Because he squeaks.
He does,
So I'm sort of leaving him in her company, and I'm going to let her decide who he is, where he comes from. They're spending a bit of time together, getting to know each other. I don't want to foist my view on her of what I think he is. So at the moment, I can tell you his name is Mr. Squeaker. Her little hands are too small when she's manipulating the puppet to... She doesn't reach far enough forward to be able to squeeze the squeaker. So she has one hand up his a-hole, manipulating the puppet, and then she has to reach around the front and squeeze the little squeaker with her other hand.
Yes, it's actually quite hard to squeeze it, you know, even with adult
hands. I didn't realise, you know, quite what a physical effort it is for you to wear this puppet.
Yeah.
While we're doing voices?
Mm-hmm.
Lukaku's line is it anyway?
Yes. So I'm coming to your house, aren't I?
You're coming to my house today, mate. I'm going to put, hang on, let me just put the Hook theme tune on. And lay out a series of bowls with brightly coloured creamy pastes in that we can all throw at each other in a little bit. I've got, who's coming tonight? Oh, Rufio's coming. And
Rufio. You man! You stupid man! I love that insult.
I hit, hark, I hear the doorbell.
Ding dong.
Oh, hello. Are you okay?
Yeah.
I think I might know who it is already.
Oh, no. That's the danger of that one, isn't it? Who did you think I was at?
I thought it might be Harry Kane, but I don't think it is. But I think it might... Are you a current England international?
Right. Hold on, fella. It's a nightmare when it goes like that. Let's have a bit of a chat. My fear was that you might kiss these. You know.
Did you drive here?
No, why are you asking me that? How silly you are. I got an Uber.
I was going to offer you a drink, but obviously I want to make sure that you haven't driven here.
Yeah, but I could have driven here. It doesn't mean I have to drive back, does it? You're mad you are. You comedians, you crack me up. Driving here. But I'll have a drink, yeah. What you got?
I've got some appetizer.
Right.
Got some San Pellegrino.
What's that, a cocktail? Not on holiday, though.
It's posh pop for pretentious London people, basically. It's Fanta for twats.
Oh, no. The only word I recognised there was twats. So, got any booze?
Yeah, come over. Well, help yourself. Mind you don't pull your socks up while you're walking over to the fridge, because it just looks ridiculous.
Right, so what booze you got? You got any lager or just spirits?
Yeah, we have lager and spirits, but I don't think you should be drinking. Did you see, are you on Twitter, footballer?
Yeah. Oh, I can't remember.
Did you see Chris Roddle's tweet this week?
Chris who?
Chris Waddle, former England winger.
Chris Roddle, you did.
No,
you
I can't said...
You can meet. Hey, was that a joke? You remind me of that Jimmy Carr. Do you know him?
No, I don't. Nobody really knows Jimmy.
I like him.
And who's that other one who makes me laugh? Oh, yeah. Joe Pasquale. My dad
is
well into him.
Yeah. Fella. Chris Waddle tweeted this week, "What's everyone's favourite lager? Mine is Carling." What do you make of that?
My dad says Carling's cat piss. I like Buddingtons, and I like Ruddles, and I like Tanglefoot. I like... I'm quite into, real ales. I like London Pride and...
Where do they brew Boddingtons?
Up north in here, Manchester way. Anyway. Near the Hyde Brewery, yeah, because there's a natural spring.
And how do you pronounce your surname? I've got in a bit of trouble, I think, for mispronouncing it.
Yeah, I think you rumbled me earlier. I say Grealish.
Good luck at the weekend.
Bye, mate. Hey,
see
you. Thanks, you. Crack me up, you do.
Thanks, Jack. Nice to meet you.
Bye.
I think you quite enjoyed being Jack Grealish.
I did. I really enjoyed. The problem was I knew that immediately it was going to be given away because it's such a broad, silly voice.
Yes, yes.
But I quite enjoyed pretending to be him, getting inside his mind. You know, often from afar, we can look at these elite athletes and think, I wonder what they're thinking.
Mm.
Now, I kind of know. Romelu Lukaku is now advertising sausage. What are you laughing at?
I think this story is absolutely hilarious.
I was really laughing at my pronunciation of Romelu Lukaku, then I got very sensitive.
I know, I can tell you. Skittish little thing this week, aren't we?
Well, you're kind of, you often behave in a quite superior way to me, and it triggers me a lot. It pushes my buttons about class, about authority.
Yeah.
You know, I really bristle up.
You see me as an authoritarian figure, do you?
I think a lot of people do, John. I think you have that sort of haughty smugness, that natural sense of superiority that drives people mad.
Yeah, in a good
way. And I say that as your best mate. Now, Romelu Lukaku is now advertising sausages, but not any old sausages, John. Meat-free, beyond meat sausages. He says, over time, I've really understood how eating more plant-based food, like Beyond Meat, can seamlessly fit in with my routine. And now he's advertising sausages. So as a vegan, as a football fan, what do you make of this?
Well, we discussed the other week how close I was to being the face of Little Willies. and it seems that the curse has affected Romelu Lukaku because I don't think it's a good, you know, I am myself a meat dodger. And of course, I'm pleased that he's... pushing the idea of meat-free food. But I'm going to put it to you. I'm going to read you the full quote from Romelu Lukaku here.
Yeah.
And I want you to tell me if you think this has been written by the man himself or crafted for him by a PR agency.
Okay.
I don't know how well you know Romelu Lukaku, but picture what you think he talks like in his head.
Okay.
And then, it's no secret that Brits love a banger. And it's become one of my favourite dishes too since being in the UK. I really enjoy cooking for the people I love, and the Beyond Sausage never disappoints. Packed with 17 grams of plant-based protein, it's the perfect winter warmer and works brilliantly in hearty and wholesome dishes such as bangers and mash, toad in the hole, or it can simply be chopped and added to pasta or used as a pizza topping.
You know who I think's behind
it? It's like a Cancelo culture.
You know what it is? But do you know who I think is behind that? Two words. Toby Bevans. I think we've, by pure chance, hit upon this food guru, who I think is behind a lot more than we realise.
Mm.
And I sense the hand of Bevans in that statement, if I'm not mistaken. And that's why Muller have signed him up, is that he is a phenomenal communicator. I mean, I'm not sure that I believe that Romelu Lukaku is a big fan of bangers and was before this eating a lot of... He doesn't strike me as a sausage eater.
He doesn't strike me as a man who uses phrases like, it's no secret that Brits love a banger, since I'm not aware of him being a headline writer for the Sun newspaper. But
yes,
it's tricky with the plant-based sausage. Because obviously you could never... They use athletes to sell vegetarian food because obviously the big sort of tagline is you can eat sausages, but they're healthy now because they're not made of pig's ani. So obviously they got, I was down to the last two for the Quorn gig and they went with Mo Farah, you know. Fair
play. Were you really down to the last two?
No.
Oh, gutted for you, mate.
I suspect it was Kelly Holmes and Mo Farah rather than a podgy, balding comedian and a world-beating athlete.
But it's aspirational, isn't it? They used to advertise Lucozade Sport. Now they're advertising...
Well, that's it. With plant-based food, you can market a... You're never going to get a footballer to advertise a meat sausage. I mean, back in the sort of 70s, you had those funny adverts of footballers advertising burgers. And when I come home, I like a big sausage. But now, with your modern athlete... your modern footballer, you know, Agua, they're not going to say, come home and eat some rusk-laden, rotting pig flesh. But they are now saying, have a plant-based sausage. I don't even think Romelu Lukaku really eats plant-based sausages.
Well, you know what? You know what I'm now thinking, actually? I've been to a Belgian restaurant and I had sausage and mash, and I think sausages are quite a big deal in Belgian cuisine. So
yes.
I don't think it's necessarily beyond the realms that Lukaku is a sausage man, but the idea that it's in that sort of British way, you know, slamming on the HP, he probably has it in a more sophisticated Belgian way.
Yes. Good luck to him. And I, you know, I've had this conversation in my real life this week. I do think if you are looking to make a trade, sausages are the one that you can just do straight away.
The
vegan sausages.
Maybe a swap?
Yeah, sure.
Hey, buddy, why not trade your British sausage for some Beyond Meat, you know, plant shit?
I'm John Richardson of Comedians Playing Fantasy Premier League, and I say, why not use a super sub this week and take the dead pig off your plate and swap it for a plant-based sausage? And I'm triple captaining Mash.
That was effortless. That just came out of you. You are advert ready. Come on, multinationals. Sign this boy up. He's ready. He's ready to do your TV campaign.
See, I wasn't the sort of person you'd want doing an advert even, you know, 5 years ago. I'm not remotely cool. But now, actually, advertisers have sort of cottoned on to wanting vaguely sort of trustworthy people to advertise stuff.
Can we get someone vaguely trustworthy?
Well, that's why you get like Anton Deck advertising a bank. Oh, do you know us? You see us on that program. We like prank each other and that. And I like hide in his car. And then I jump out on him and he goes, oh, Deck, what have you done, man? Anyway, take out a mortgage with these guys because we're financially investigated and we know what we're talking about. It's absolute nonsense. So I get offered now a lot because I'm seen like, hey, I'm that little fella off that thing who does like middle class parlor games for a living. I'll never hurt you. Look at me. I'm only small. Buy these.
Yeah. A northern voice is trustworthy, isn't it? You know, when you have it's adverts, when they want to be trustworthy, the northern.
Yeah. Absolutely.
After the financial crash, we decided to, you know, you're like, you're a multinational bank.
You know, and we come as a Merrill package. Lynch. Yeah, the banks one blows my mind. What are you doing telling people what to do with their money? Yeah. None of your bloody business. I mean, at least Lukaku doing a sausage, that's fine, isn't it? You like sausages, you know, have these ones.
You know the one I do like is Sean Bean doing the O2 adverts, and I love the way specifically he says the word priority. He goes, O2, you're our priority.
And yes.
I say, wow, I really feel that. I do there feel was... like I am O2's priority. And I'm with Vodafone. I mean, how good am I? O2 to me, I'm the priority. I'm with Voda.
This is pathetic.
Company. What do you mean?
I would never go with Vodafone because they sponsored Manchester United. Isn't that? It's one of those pathetic times when football, you must have, there must be companies that have advertised on Derby County shirts. I mean, I noticed you didn't boycott Just Eat. But there must be things you won't use because of their association with other football clubs.
Maybe. I'm desperately trying to think. So who have you got for your phone provider then?
Well, I'm Northern, so EE.
I thought you were going to say Plusnet.
Hey, it's EE. I said aye.
Oh, they can have
that if they want. I'm just firing out. I should be at Saatchi & Saatchi or something, shouldn't I?
Yeah.
He said, aye. He said, it's EE. I said, you. Still time to join the fan league, by the way. Best to do it quickly, get up the league, do it without us mentioning you, because poor old Brian is now 85th in the league, having been mentioned on this podcast. The Curse. So we've invented a game where I read you the name of someone on their team and you tell me who you think they are based on that information alone. Last week, I asked you to tell me about Jake. Jake Mears, whose team is in our league. You told me he was in his early 30s. He likes going to the cinema and jalapenos, Mexican food, the odd curry. He lives in the south of England. He rents a flat in East London. He works in the tertiary service area, maybe in recruitment. He lives with a friend or partner. Can drive, but doesn't have a car. Supports West Ham. And then at the end, you got a very clear message. They like sherbet, tangy sweets, fizzy cola bottles, tang fastics, that sort of thing.
Yes.
I'm pleased to say that Jake has been back in touch.
Wow. So this is very exciting.
Hello again. Thanks for reading my email.
Pleasure.
A mixed bag of rights and wrongs from Matt. First off, incredibly, I'm 28.
Okay.
So you said early 30s, he's 28.
Yeah.
You're like this. I passed my driving test 10 years ago, but haven't driven a day since.
Get in. Nailed it. Knew it.
Bosh. I live in Cheltenham. Not really East London.
No, but it's sort of south of England.
I live in Cheltenham with my mum, but I'm moving out to live with my girlfriend this year.
Wow.
I do work in telephone customer service.
Amazing. Tertiary sector. Called it. Nailed it.
I haven't been to the cinema for many years, but spend a lot of time at the pub watching football and eating snack foods.
Yes.
Although I do not like jalapenos. Do I like tang fastics. I am terrified of the curse. Since writing my first email, my league position has already dropped significantly and probably will further this weekend. Cheers, Matt. In the name of Gary Kemp, as a forfeit, why not pop some tang fastics down your pants, take a walk to the woods and dig in?
Well, I've got to tell you, reeling from the jalapenos thing, because that was my strongest instinct. So
So you're disappointed. You've got the fact that he can drive but doesn't have a car. You've got the tertiary sector. I don't think you were far out with his age.
I think on the big things there, I absolutely nailed it. I mean, how do you feel about that? Because this is bordering on psychic power.
I like it. Do you want to go for another one? Shall I pick someone at random from the fan league?
Yeah.
I'm going to pick someone with currently second in the league behind Cameron is Mark English. And I don't think there's a lot to go on with a name like that. But fifth.
Okay.
And this is something you can go on, are the MKM Massive, and they are managed by Joe Widdowson.
Joe Widdowson. We've mentioned him before because his name looks a bit like Josh Widdicombe.
Mm-hmm.
Joe Widdowson. I think Widdowson is in the north of England.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's...
Beard?
Mid-30s. Let me think about his face. Hold on. Joe Widdowson. No, I think he's clean-shaven. I think he has very short hair around the back and sides, maybe a side parting on top. I think he's a sociable guy. I think he... I don't think he drinks every night of the week, maybe once. I think he keeps himself in good shape, actually. I think he's pretty healthy.
Exerciser. Gym membership? Ever done a marathon or a half?
No. I think he might have done the odd 10K, maybe a park run.
He's done a 10K.
Relationship
status?
Girlfriend, definitely.
Favourite football team?
United, Man United.
Oof. Any pets?
No. Likes Italian food and specifically likes a bit of Parmesan on his pasta.
I mean, who doesn't? Who's his favourite comedian?
Well, he's from the north of England,
mm-hmm.
but he's in his early 30s.
He likes FPL.
He likes FPL.
He's from the north of England.
From the north of England.
Oh.
I'm tempted to go Manford.
Oh, it's Peter Kay.
But I actually think John Widdowson is not... Joe Widdowson is... It does sound a bit like John Richardson, actually. It sounds like a mixture of Josh Widdicombe and John...
If you were doing like a baby voice.
Yeah, or if there was like, you know, on like Pro Evo, where they have the names that aren't quite the names.
Yes.
That'd be like your Pro Evo name. But anyway, back to Joe Widdowson. I think his favourite comedian is probably Kevin Bridges.
Okay, very interesting. Well, Joe, if you're listening, get in touch and... That's all we've got time for this week. Next podcast out early next week. We will be joined by comedian and Arsenal fan, Alan Davies.
Remember to get in touch. Tweet us at ComediansFPL or email us hello@CPFPL. If you would like to harness the curse for good, if you would like me to deliver the curse to an enemy or to, you know, if you've got a bad back and you want me to curse it away, do email us hello@cpfpl.com. Hit us up on Insta, dudes. Yeah, get some fresh content on it's all on our Insta feed, yo. Ring the bell, hit subscribe, share and like on Facebook. Hit us up, man, at ComediansFPL. And any extra advice you'd like to give me, tweet me at Matt Ford, and it will feature in our new section,
Hot Tips.
Yeah, so you got a hot tip last week. Someone provided you a hot tip and you didn't touch it. You were advised by Rob Carter to put Jacob Ramsey as a potential point monster, and you did not do that.
I didn't touch Rob Carter's hot tip. But maybe this week I will. I will look further into that, because Rob, actually, I really did consider it, but I didn't want to incur any minus points. And
so you captained Dennis instead.
You did as well.
Good luck with all your endeavours.
Thank you. We'll see you next week. Bye.
Bye. Do you mind just doing that pickup?
Yes. Pick up. Name the film. Somebody pick up.
Go on. What is it?
Home Alone.
Where's the pick? Oh, there. Just there. Okay, sorry.
Just where it says pick up to me.
Oh, sorry. Mother flipper. Sorry. Here we go. Why's that made you laugh so much?
That was like hearing a psychopath just leaving the door, trying to remember to be nice guy. You went, fucking, where's the fucking... Right, here we go.